Hello, world, and thank you for tuning. Hello, world. Thank you for tuning in to another blogcast here on Entranced with Bambi, here on the Bambi Nicole. Anyway, today we are going to have a very special caller, and I want to introduce you to Miss Monica Prada, and she is absolutely professional in what she does, and what she does is kind of consult and provide services for people. So if you all, she's going to be calling in here in a few minutes. So we're going to have some fun with her in the next few minutes here on Entranced with Bambi. Really looking forward to talking to her. Really looking forward to talking to a professional, somebody that knows exactly what you're doing, knows exactly what this business is about, you know, and all that stuff. So I'm really excited to have her come on air with you all. Let's welcome her now. Hello. Welcome to the Entranced with Bambi, Miss Monica.
Hi, how are you? I'm so excited to talk to the two of you.
I'm excited to have you here. I'm very, very, very excited to have you here. So thank you, of course, for joining us on air. And tell us a little bit about your the services and whatnot that you provide.
Absolutely. So I work as a feminine image consultant for individuals who are transgender or transitioning. Basically what that means is I teach full range femininity. So everything from feminizing makeup applications to feminizing wardrobe, physical and behavioral mannerisms, so comportments. And I've also recently moved into more of a life coaching counseling aspect of my business.
Wow, wow, wow. And, of course, you know, that's got to be a rewarding thing for you, of course, who's working with the transgender community. So can you tell us all and everybody that's listening, can you tell us some of your success stories that you've had?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I can remember, you know, one of my clients from quite a few years ago now, 5-6 years ago, she was transitioning. She actually lived in a really small town in Idaho. And for the longest time, she wanted to do this. And like wife, kids, 3 beautiful daughters, beautiful, wonderful, supportive wife, and was really afraid to go through with this. And finally, you know, after we worked together for so many years, her style evolved, her mannerisms evolved. And she really got to a point where she felt so comfortable and confident in her feminine identity, you know, that she went through with it. And so actually for a full year, she, after having SRS, she continued going back to work as her male self, but with a vagina. So she still wasn't ready to come out. And then just like a year and a half ago, I went up there and I set up all of her suite to her dog, and I met her wife and I met one of her daughters, and it was just an incredible experience. And now she's out and she's been, you know, she's done better than ever. She is leading all different conferences and seminars on the Pacific Northwest now. She has a big seminar at Harvard, of all places. So she's doing really, really well. And I'm like so honored that I got to be a part of her transit process. So that was really cool.
That's really, really awesome. I'm kind of glad myself that got to take, you know, a part in something like that. That's really cool because, you know, as we both know, and being a, I, of course, have endured this, transition is an extremely difficult process for most girls out there. So from your experience, and, you know, I'm asking you because you're definitely a professional at what you do, what is the most common mistake that you see that they tend to make, and how would you advise about going to avoiding those mistakes?
I think that one of the most common errors I see is that, you know, people in the transgender community, they tend to wear what they think they're supposed to.
Right.
And that's not necessarily what's good for them, you know. So they'll look through the magazines and they'll look at what's trendy, but they won't necessarily consider how those trends will work on their body shape. So one of my
Absolutely.
Most popular seminars and classes is my feminine wardrobe comportment class. And it's basically a class on how you can look at the trends and what's going on in the seasons and in fashion. You know, I'm in New York City, so it's changing constantly. But really how you can look to that and revise those trends for your body shape to feminize your masculine features. And, you know, that gives everyone the empowerment to go and shop on their own and, you know, create their own look. So I think that's really cool.
Absolutely. because we know that, you know, so much of this is always made into, you know, looking as passable as possible, and that can really flow like a double entendre. But what role do you think that the emotional side and the psychology play in all of this?
Oh my gosh, so much of it. You know, somebody can really, they can look like a 10. They can be a 10. You know, they can have it all together. They can walk the walk. They can have the feminine voice. They can have a great wardrobe and beautiful hair. But the fact of the matter is if they're not feeling confident, if they're not feeling really good in their feminine self, that comes through. And so I think that after my, you know, I've been doing this now for 7 years. And so I think now in the seventh year of my career in the community, I'm really seeing that as important as all of the, you know, feminine and feminizing accoutrements are, I think the most important thing is confidence and the smile that goes along with it. So,
absolutely. Absolutely. Agree with you. I don't even agree with you 100%. I think I agree with you 1,000,000%. You know, because we seem to be in a new era for the transgender community, for sure. We're making strides politically, socially, even on television. And it's starting to treat us with more respect thanks to shows like Transparent and New Girls on the Block. Now, do you sense we're on the verge of the sort of sea change with the gay rights movements that have already gone through?
Oh, absolutely. It's so funny because, you know, for like the last like 7, 8 years, I've been saying this to people. I'm like, just wait. Like, you'll see, it's going to happen. And now it's happening. And I kind of want to do this little I told you so dance.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I'm so excited that, you know, here we are. And, you know, a few years ago, I was a counselor at Camp Aeronautic, which was a really incredible experience at the camp for transgendered children ages 6 to 15. And
wow.
I was a counselor there, and thank you. Mm-hmm. And seeing
Are you there? I'm going to drop the call. Hello? Are you still there? Wow, we seem to have dropped the call. I'm so sorry, viewers. So it seems like we have the call has been dropped. So anyway, that was a little bit of Miss Monica Prada. So of course, you know, we're hoping that we are experiencing, I guess, some technical difficulties, and go figure, sometimes say that's show business for you. But anyway, I wanted you all to really kind of get yourself introduced, and you know, so we are getting her back on air now. Miss Monica, I'm
back
so sorry. Thank God, because we were having a little bit of technical difficulties. Go figure, that's on show business sometimes for you. But before that, we kind of have to start, unfortunately, because I'm having like the time of my life here, and I know it's like down the last 6 minutes, but I'm having the time of my life here talking to you, and I'm so sorry that we experienced that. But the one thing I wanted to really get into, something that you're doing that's on beyond a positive trend, because you're really taking something that has been so misunderstood and so kind of like, I mean, put on the back burner in the community. And now you are actually involved in a TV show that will be a positive part of this trend. Now, please explain to some of the girls what this is all about.
Thank you. So we're still in the early process of it, but currently we're casting for a TV show I'm doing, and it's basically giving people the opportunity to work with me and to continue growing that confidence and at the same time perfecting their feminine appearance in whatever way they deem ideal, right? So my role in this is really not to tell people how they should look, how they should behave, how they should dress, really to ask them. You know, I think that's the big difference between what I do and what a lot of kind of like transformation boutiques or dressing services do, is that, you know, I'm here to help somebody find their way in all of this, as opposed to tell them, like, this is the right way. Like, there's no right way to femininity. Like, we all feel it and we all sense it, and it is our own interpretation, however we want to express it. And so that's kind of what the show is about. So right now we're looking for awesome, exciting members that want to participate and are interested in just having a new experience. So either, you know, coming out to a friend or family member, obviously that's a very heavy thing to do. But also, you know,
absolutely,
even just small things like shopping for shoes for the first time or going on a date. So people that are ready to express their feminine gender and are willing to share these really positive stories, I just feel like it's such like a courageous thing to do. And so the more we can show the rest of the world that, and that the transgender world is just filled with these amazing, positive, strong, beautiful people, I think the further along we'll get in acceptance.
And, you know, and it's ironic because being, of course, you know, I probably have been in this process as well. I say to anybody that I'm taking enough estrogen in my system to feminize a mule 10 times over. But being that I've been in this process for a very long time now, the one thing that I have to say is that where I'm glad personally is that the media and that we're starting to see this community come out in a more positive light, because it sure used to be a degrading thing to be transgender and be in the media a lot of times, because what you saw was the cheap, you know, the bootleg porn films, or you would see like a transgender would always or a murderer. So it's really, 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 you know, it lifts a weight off me, because I feel like now we're actually starting to get seen in a more positive light. So this is why, I mean, I was just determined. I was like, I have to have this girl talk with her. I've got to get her on air.
Thank you.
And I've got to, you know, because this is just something so positive and so uplifting and so needed in our community. So the one thing that I have to ask you is, please, if you can, tell our girls out there how they can get in contact with you or get their information to you so that, you know, if they want to be a part of the show, how they can go about doing that.
Absolutely. They can email our casting director at Andrew, A-N-D-R-E-W, at transitionscastings.com. So I'm
and of course,
that
you're going to leave all the links below.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
I'm going to leave all the links below.
Yeah, you'll have to double check that, because I totally could have misspelled that. I'm obviously not handling the casting.
Well, you know what? It's okay, because we certainly know, as being Bambi Nicole, that I have plenty of blonde moments. So, you know what? I have enough blonde hair in that little head of mine to pass on a blonde moment to you.
Good. It's just making me feel better. I'm looking at it right now. Let me see what this email address is. Oh, it's okay. I lied. It's transitionscasting@gmail.com.
And I'm absolutely, like I said, for this broadcast, I'm going to absolutely leave all links below so that you all, if you are interested in being a part of this, like I said, if you all that are listening into the show, if you are interested in being a part of a positive movement of something that we have going on here that isn't about us being a victim, that isn't about us being, you know, in degrading ourselves when you know, film, or you want to be some. Please make sure that you contact, because they are really looking for some people that have some talent, that have some vibration, that have some motivation, that want to do something about their current situation, because there is nothing more depressing and sad than being in a situation that you don't want to be in. So these people can absolutely help you. Miss Monica, I'm so sorry, callers, that we're down the last 90 seconds to do. Miss Monica is a professional. She knows what she's doing. She provides services. She's a consultant. She's a makeup artist. Not only that, she's just so many things, and a wonderful friend of Bambi, of course, because we all know. I certainly, you know, I definitely do Bambi's besties here on the Bambi Nicole Show. But if you want a professional and somebody that's going to lead you into the right direction, that's going to help you, consult you, and so many more than just one thing, please look up our girl here, Miss Monica Prada. And also, please tell everybody the name of what you have, because I have a brain fart, of your services so that they can get a hold of you.
No, absolutely. My business is called Nouveau She, and the website is www.nouveauchi.com. And they're welcome to contact me through there or through Facebook, and they work all over the country and on Skype, so I'm very easy to get a hold of.
We are more than stoked. Thank you so much for coming here on air. I'm going to leave all links below. We really had a great time, and thank you all for listening in. I love all of you. Thank you so much for a great show.
Thank you, Bambi.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.